Transit Lounge, as you might already know, is a new housing project in Auroville, which is trying to bring together all the relatively new dismountable housing solutions, which has been sort of experimented and built by a group of architects and builders, around 8 to 10 people, who have built on their lands using their own money, small prototypes of houses, and mostly looking at newcomers, looking at Aurovillians who are being forced to house it and move from one house to the other every 2-3 months. So this project is going to bring together all these solutions, and we're going to have a common house, which is going to be initially funded by Auroville. So the common house would bring together the common infrastructure for the housing complex, which is kitchen, dining, a lounge, and an indoor games area, offices. And the houses would be very basic. It would just have a bedroom and a study and maybe a sitting area outside the house. So the concept being that people who are new to the place must not be forced to invest large amounts of money to make a big house or buy a big apartment. They should be able to put in a lakh or two to get a small basic living quarters, and they should be able to plug into some common infrastructure. Right now we have the model of the solar kitchen. A lot of people plug into this common kitchen. And if you extend that and to see, if you see that in a housing context, we would have a common house which goes beyond the kitchen concept. It'll go into the lounge, it'll go into playing indoor games, it'll go into offices. And so this building is the focus of the community, and all the houses would be in clusters around the common house. We would also have composting toilets as a basic sanitation concept. It is an experiment, but in all the clusters we'll have composting toilets and bathrooms, and even in the common house we are proposing composting toilets along with maybe one water closet or something. This is the starting point. So from here, we are looking forward to implementing some of these prototypes of dismountable houses in other sites. You know, so there are many other sites, smaller sites that have opened up. There is one in Aurushilpam, which Alok is managing, with space for 6 houses. There is one in Certitude, for space for 2 houses. Then people are talking about other places also. And the way I see it, once most of these prototypes are tested in the site, there will be more takers for it, and more people will be convinced about the efficacy and the functionality of these models. You know? And more people would feel that these are working solutions, because of course now most of those designs seem a bit exotic, you know, because you don't really see them in action. People are not living in it, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot of the people who are homeless at the moment are sitting on the fence with this project. They just want to wait and see, you know, whether it's actually going to take off, whether it's actually going to work, whether these houses will really come to be, you know. So that's where we are. Today we walked around the site to flag the different corners of the site, and we had an interesting experience where a local person came up to us and said that part of the site is his. So we are going to go back to the drawing board and verify whether we have all the land that we sort of we have on the map. And if we don't, we go back to plan A, which is take up the site opposite Courage, not next to Courage. And that site is also 3 acres, and we are right now standing, you know. So there's no real crisis, but we just may have to switch. So yeah, that's about it for today, and then we meet next week with another project.
I might be one of the clients of Transit Lounge. I'm coming for almost all the meetings.
Yeah.
Today we came for the flag marking of the site.
Yeah.
And we found that there are still some. We somehow found some coordinates.
Okay.
And what else?
Yeah. Actually, speaking of the problem, like you said, there's one guy, one Tamil guy, who just came and claiming like this is his land. What do you say about that?
Might be true. I'm not sure about this. These are more internal and village and rural problem. Yeah, some people still claim. Depends, but it has to be worked out in paper. I think they will figure out tomorrow itself, like whether these things are, because they are already working on this for the last 2 months.
What do you think of the project?
Interesting, like it's actually kind of challenging. That's why I thought of taking part in the process more than consider myself as a user. It's more convincing to be someone who participated in the process, like from the beginning, designing what structure you want, how you want to, based on your position.
Yeah, and what's the project all about?
Something like a temporary housing for newcomers and Orwellians who are still struggling to find accommodation in certain, in communities, like to find communities at least. So the housing will be dismantleable as planned, and they will have a minimum allocation of 2 years to stay. In which time, hopefully, they will find a suitable community for themselves. Also, find some kind of work to sustain in Orville and build their house in that community. So, it's the name is very clear: Transit Lounge. So, you stay for some time and then move on to your destination.
Okay. Yeah, so do you think it's going to benefit the newcomers in Yorville, the ones without houses here?
It's personally, I feel like you have to put your energy at least, you know. If you start thinking about it, doubting about it, then you might not even take the step. Just first take the step and then see. I mean, if it doesn't happen, at least you're having a little bit of extra experience with whatever it is.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you really for your time.
Thank you.